house in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, it's time now for your family to join millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. Now, here's your toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to ya. We woke up bright and early just now. How do you do ya? First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, awake and breakfast.
Good morning to you all. Delighted to see you here on the breakfast table of the air. And boy, here in the porterhouse room of the Sherman, we've really got a mob scene this morning. A group from the House of Charity in Minneapolis. Well, good to see you. Glad you're here. I believe there's some people here from Cincinnati. Yeah, a lot of Cincinnati boys.
My old home now.
Yep. Housewives, teachers having a last fling, students doing likewise, salesmen, beauticians, accountants, and vacationers on their way home, folks from everywhere. Well, sir, that's what it's going to be, a Christmas program for the boys everywhere, so we'll try to get as Christmassy as possible. Let's start right off with Geraldine here, little Christmas gal from California who's going to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That ought to make us feel Christmassy.
The red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
And I'm sure that our boys of the armed forces, wherever they are, enjoyed that one. Hope they have a wonderful Christmas. What would the season be like without a trip to the North Pole, though, to see Santa getting ready for the big night? So let's go. Fetch me my trusty dog sled here.
Ouch!
What's the matter?
One of those dogs is a Doberman pincher.
Why don't you pinch him back? All right, we're off. Mush. I really shouldn't say I... Why? Not take this too seriously, young fellow. I said mush, and I shouldn't say mush, because this story is complete in one installment, and everybody knows mush is a cereal.
Oh. My old hometown.
Ouch. On we go through the frozen north, up through Alaska, where we pass through a village that has no dogs. Not a single canine in the place. In fact, the town is called Douglas, Alaska. It comes right after Fairbanks. You've all heard of Douglas Fairbanks, I'm sure.
Sure you want to give this the armed forces? Not to ruin their morale.
This will make them all sick. Or they'll be glad they're where they are. On we go across the Arctic Circle where the hand of man has seldom set foot. What? Up where the nights are 6 months long. Finally, we're at Santa's workshop. Outside, jolly old St. Nick is busy hitching up his reindeer.
Ho, 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 and a couple of hot dogs. Now hold still.
All right.
Now hold still, real pizza. Whoa there, liverwurst. Steady there. Whoa there, steady there, meatball. Stand still, hot dog. Ho, ho.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What is this Santa reindeer named pizza, liverwurst, meatball, and hot dog?
Well, everybody knows that Santa launches his trip at midnight, and those things make a swell midnight launch.
Oh, no!
I apologize to our armed forces, wherever they may be.
This is a particular program for the boys throughout the world in the armed forces on Christmas Day, their Christmas celebration. I've worked the Christmas season in the department of a department store around here. He was in the gift wrapping department, and he was inspired by necessity. He was fired with enthusiasm. In fact, he was fired by noon, I believe. The reason, of course, the reason was one of his bundles came apart, but he said it was a bum wrap. How'd you make out the presents this year, Sam? Did your wife get something for you?
Well, she tried to, but nobody'd make her an offer.
I see what you mean. I have a little Christmas poem here, and then Dick is going to sing a beautiful Christmas number for you boys. Here's the poem. Here's a word I pass along to every boy and girlie. Don't stay up too late tonight. Do your Christmas flopping early.
That's beautiful.
Dear Santa, if you bring me a tie, leave one thing before you go. Your whiskers to wear over it so the doggone thing won't show. Take it, if you please.
I guess there's no better modern Christmas song than that, Dick.
I don't think there is.
Dick, I've written a little version of Jingle Bells that I wish you'd sing for the boys everywhere. Would you mind doing that?
I'd like to.
Right.
B-flat?
Yeah. He probably will be flat, but go ahead.
Jingle bells, from now till Labor Day. Christmas soon is gone, but all the bills are here to stay. Plan and plot as you may, no matter how you judge it, you'll wind up just like all of us with a badly busted budget.
Thank you.
All right. For our usual reason now, and a special meaning for the boys wherever they may be, let's have our moment of silent prayer, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace. Let us bow our heads and pray. In place of our usual memory time this morning, I thought the boys, wherever they may be, would get a kick this
Christmas, out of hearing some of their friends and neighbors from out the country who are gathered here with us this morning sing some fine old Christmas songs. So we've selected several, and we're going to ask our audience here to sing them. I know that the boys will thoroughly enjoy this. You fellas, wherever you are, gals, can sing right along with them. Let's start out with Adeste Fidelis. Beautifully sung, I think. Now let's try the first Noel. Not a professional choir, in case you just tuned in. These are just the folks from everywhere who've gathered here in the Porterhouse Room of the Sherman Hotel to help us celebrate Christmas for the boys everywhere. Now let's do Deck the Halls. Thank you all so much. That was the entire group here in the Porterhouse Room serenading you boys with wonderful old Christmas songs. And I hope you enjoyed them as much as I did listening to these fine people sing. Sing very beautifully, too. All right, boys, wherever you are, we're going to salute you here with a song now. Dick, you might have a little help on this, I think, don't you?
I think we're all going to have a little help on this one.
All right. Looks like a cold, cold winter, boys.
gonna be cold outside, and it's gonna be warm inside.
Really?
So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fire side by side.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I'll love you more and more. More and more each day.
I think it's kind of refreshing here in case a fella like me who's been doing this show now for, well, over 24 years, going on 25, should ever try to get a little swell-headed, you know, because of the fact that so many fine people from all over the country come down here. If I ever was inclined to be that way, and God forbid that I ever do, if I ever was, all you have to do is pick up a card like this that Mr. and Mrs. Charles Steele of Burlington, Iowa filled out. She has got Sam confused with Geraldine.
What? Oh, please.
And he wrote on his card, "Who is Don McNeil?" That's refreshing, isn't it? Where are they, the Steels from Burlington, Iowa? No, I don't believe they left. I think there's old Charlie now. Charles Steele, locomotive engineer, and his wife, Mrs. Charles Steele, of course, from Burlington, Iowa. I suppose what happened is he got dragged in here and he never heard of me, but he can't imagine what his wife is doing here this time of morning. Is that right, Joe?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I run a little program here. As you see, we have all these people here, and that's what I do. What do? You run the locomotive?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you, Charlie.
I'm glad to know you. I heard you a lot. But in the first place, I spelt the name wrong.
Well,
and in the second place...
You should put an I in there, and he just put S-D-E, and it should have been an I. It's pronounced Steeple, though.
You mean he spelled his own name
wrong? Yeah, yeah. We went to bed early last night, too.
Well, Charlie, I'm glad to know you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I listen every morning. Of course, he doesn't get a chance to. He works,
no.
But I listen every morning.
Well, good for you. Mrs. Steeple.
Steeple, it is.
Steeple,
yes,
yeah,
it is.
He did leave out part of that. How in the world could you ever get Geraldine confused with Sam?
Though? Well, you know, they tell so many things, you know. I figured it must have been Sam, though.
It sure was. When we were talking about a 42-inch waist, that was Sam.
That was Sam, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Take a look.
Yeah, take a look. Yeah.
I was going to bring a tape measure.
Well, you can see for yourself, it's 42 and 20 there.
Yeah, now we have it. We have it right now.
Aunt Fanny, that is. Aunt Fanny, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I heard all the laughing going on, and I figured it must either have been you getting off some of them funnies of yours, or else Mr. Noel had fell down and broke something.
No, not this morning.
He has the most entertaining mishaps of any fellow that I ever heard of. If he ever was to break a leg here, he'd have him rolling in the aisles, I'll tell you. Last year, you won't believe this, but he was up, way up on a ladder, trimming his tree, and he lost his balance, little enough for him to lose. And he come crashing down, and ornaments and all. It was sublime wonderful that his little daughter, Patty, now is out selling tickets for this year's production.
He'll do it again, too.
Now, let me get this straight. Now, this program is heard clear around the world Christmas morning.
Exactly.
Now, where else? Because I ask that because Nettie's nephew, Sylvester Croc, is over in the Pacific.
Oh, he'll hear.
And on some kind. Well, I don't know if he will or not, because he says in his letters that it's clear out of this world. So I just wanted to know. All the girls, you know, have got relates all over into the services there, one place or another. And they all want to say hello, and jing, I want to be the first one to do that.
Why, that's
And I don't know just now where all they are. Now, Hubert Haldecker is over into the Ireland.
Oh.
And he says it's wonderful the way they do things over there. They have a way of measure. Now, for instance, if you wanted to weigh a pig over there, you would get a stool, and you would put a board across the stool. And on one end of the board, you would set the pig, and then on another end, you would get a stone, and you would set that there. Then you would shift that board around until it would go to work in balance. And then the thing to do would be to guess how much that stone weighed, and you'd know exactly how much the pig weighed. Now, ain't that wonderful? It's great how they can figure out. And then is Annie's nephew, that Delbert Dinglinger III.
Oh?
He was, we never thought that he would amount to very much as he was growing up. He was such a lazy young one.
Is that so?
He got a self-winding watch for graduation. He couldn't keep that running. But later he kind of picked up. And he was, it was possible for him to join the paratroopers.
Oh.
And he jumped at that chance, and it seems that they was over into the Tennessee there, maneuvering around.
Oh, yeah.
And it come time for them to jump, so this whole bunch went to work and jumped out the little gate there that they had. And they was floating down over a place where there was a mountaineers, 14 kids out playing into the yard. And the kids look up, and they see all these fellas floating down. And the kid, one of them, run back in. He says, Pa, he says, get your gun quick. He says, the stork is back, and he's bringing them half-grown. He transferred from there. He went over to the Germany.
Half grown.
And he's in a kind of a rocket outfit there. I gather it's a kind of an impressive thing because he sent back the title of the outfit he is with, and I think this is it. Die Schutten Bang mit Feuerspitzen is the outfit that he is with.
Is that so?
And we underestimated that boy. He must have knew that he would wind up in Germany because he married a girl from Milwaukee. Yes. And, I sent him a little a batch of stuff here just a while ago. Some cookies. They're made with brown carrots, broccoli, cod liver oil, and sassafras. Don't they sound good?
Oh, great.
I'll make you a batch.
Oh, no, 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 no. Well, I hope that you boys, wherever you are, enjoyed that. Not only you, but your families, too, and the service-connected civilians who get their news from home over the Armed Forces Network around the world this Christmas Day. Hey, Eddie, you know that one, Around the World in 80 Days? Give me a little of that. Just a little of that. That's good, that's good. Friends, now present for you a play called Around the World in 80 Words. This was sent to me by Mrs. Larkin of Warden, Illinois. And I thought it'd be a perfect day to do it, Sam, since this Christmas program is being heard by armed forces and government civilians and others throughout the entire world.
Yeah.
This play tries to work in every place in the world in 80 days in a little play.
Yeah, 80 words.
80 words, yeah. So,
more or less.
Just seems like 80 days, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if you listen closely, you'll hear from every place in the world mentioned in just this little conversation.
You want to start or should I start?
Huh?
I'll start.
Yeah, this is a guy in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And all the words, place in the world, are worked in here. Okay, guy comes in, he says...
I'm the waiter.
You're the waiter.
Yeah, you're the man in the restaurant.
Okay.
I say, how are you, mister? You must be hungry.
Yes, I am. And I can't Romania long either. Venice lunch ready.
I'll rush you a table.
Can Jamaica cook step on the gas?
Alaska.
Don't do me any favors. Just put a cube of sugar in my Java.
Well, don't you be Sicily, big boy. Sweeten it yourself. After all, I'm only here to Serbia.
This is the one I like. Say that last line again here.
I'm only here to Serbia.
Denmark, my check, and call the boss for us. I don't Bolivia know who I am.
Well, Canada noise. I don't care a bean.
Oh! Is that awful?
You have to think about them a minute.
Not if you read them, you don't.
Samoa, you're wisecrack. What's got into you? Do you think this arguing Alps business?
Spain in the neck. Pay your check and scram. Abyssinia.
Abyssinia. Well, that covers about everywhere. Where is that Peterson guy? I think that throughout the world here on this Christmas day, and I think of no other thing that'll remind them more of, well, anybody who comes from the section around South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, anywhere like that, this will really remind them of home. This will make them re-enlist.
In the Foreign Legion.
In the Foreign Legion. Cliff Peterson, listen to this.
I astronaut that Christmas on the jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'm squandering all my pay. Oh, I astronaut that Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I rush in the store like a poor bewildered jerk. Well, look at night, for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size before. She'll get the carpet paper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, then each kid hangs up his sock. It's the time for the kids to flip their lids while the papa's caught in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in my house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I get to bed late, and ye this how I'm sleeping. But onto my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face, and they jump on my belly. And I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream, Merry Christmas! And my poor wife and me, we stumble downstairs, and she lights up the tree. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we doesn't talk to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife, Uncle Louie, they get into an argument. They're both awfully screwy. All my wife's relatives think Louie is right. And my goofy relations, they join in the fight. And back in the corner, the radio's playing. And over the racket, Gabriel Heater singing, Peace on earth, everyone. Goodwill toward men. And then all of a sudden, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. Oh, yeah, I'm glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Cause I just go nuts at Christmas, but I still had lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Cliff. That was delightful. Cliff Peterson. All right, last call to breakfast.
Why you breakfast lovers, this is our meeting. Perhaps again tomorrow you'll hear our greeting.
Yes, sir, and Merry Christmas to you boys and gals, wherever you are throughout the world. A Merry Christmas to you all.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.